Building an Urban Survival Community Network by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. When the term SHTF, shit hits the fan, is mentioned, it typically refers to a catastrophic event or series of events that disrupts normal life and requires immediate survival measures. These scenarios can range from natural disasters, economic collapse, and pandemics, to civil unrest. In such situations, the usual resources and infrastructure that urban dwellers rely on may become inaccessible or unreliable, necessitating a different approach to survival and community support. Urban preppers are individuals residing in cities who prepare for these potential crises by stockpiling supplies, learning essential skills, and developing plans to ensure their survival and the survival of their loved ones. Unlike their rural counterparts, urban preppers face unique challenges. These include limited space for storage, higher population density, and a greater reliance on external systems like public utilities and food supply chains. Building a survival community network within an urban setting is critical to overcoming these challenges and ensuring collective resilience. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on creating and maintaining an urban survival community network. This includes strategies for identifying like-minded individuals, establishing communication channels, distributing roles and responsibilities, and ensuring long-term sustainability of the network. By leveraging the collective strengths and resources of a community, urban preppers can significantly enhance their chances of thriving during SHTF scenarios. Building a survival community network is not just about preparation for worst-case scenarios. It also fosters a sense of unity and cooperation among urban residents. Given the increasing urbanization worldwide, with more than half of the global population living in cities, the relevance and importance of this topic cannot be overstated. Statistics from the United Nations show that urban areas are expected to absorb nearly all of the world's population growth over the next few decades. Furthermore, recent events such as the COVID-19 pandemic and various natural disasters have highlighted the vulnerabilities inherent in urban living and the urgent need for robust preparedness plans. By understanding the challenges and applying the strategies outlined in this report, urban preppers can build resilient networks that not only protect them in times of crisis, but also contribute to the overall well-being and stability of their communities. Understanding community networks. What is a survival community network? A survival community network is a structured group of individuals who come together to pool resources, share knowledge, and provide mutual support in times of crisis. In an urban setting where space is limited and dependencies on external systems are high, such a network becomes even more critical. The primary aim of a survival community network is to create a self-sufficient, resilient group that can withstand and adapt to various SHTF scenarios. In urban environments, the challenges of isolation, resource scarcity, and vulnerability to systemic failures are significant. By forming a survival community network, urban preppers can mitigate these risks through collective action and resource sharing. This network acts as a supportive infrastructure, ensuring that no individual has to face the uncertainties of a crisis alone. Mutual aid and collective preparedness. Mutual aid is the foundational principle of any effective survival community network. It is based on the idea that members of a community can better survive and thrive by supporting each other rather than relying solely on individual efforts. This principle fosters a sense of solidarity, trust, and cooperation among community members, which is crucial during times of stress and uncertainty. One of the key benefits of mutual aid is the pooling of resources. In an urban setting, where storage space is limited, sharing supplies like food, water, medical kits, and tools can significantly enhance the collective preparedness of the community. Additionally, different individuals bring varied skills and expertise to the table, from medical knowledge and technical skills to practical abilities like gardening and repair work. This diversity of skills ensures that the community can address a wide range of needs and challenges. Collective preparedness also involves strategic planning and coordinated efforts. A well-organized survival community network will have pre-established roles and responsibilities, clear communication channels, and contingency plans for various scenarios. This level of organization not only improves efficiency during a crisis, but also reduces panic and confusion. Moreover, being part of a survival community network provides psychological benefits. Knowing that there is a reliable support system in place can reduce anxiety and stress associated with potential SHTF scenarios. It also strengthens social bonds and creates a sense of belonging and purpose, which are essential for mental resilience. Understanding and building a survival community network is indispensable for urban preppers. By adhering to the principles of mutual aid and collective preparedness, urban communities can create robust support systems that enhance their ability to navigate and survive through crises. Identifying potential members. Identifying and recruiting reliable and skilled individuals for an urban survival community network is a critical first step. Start by looking within your immediate circles, friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues who exhibit qualities like reliability, resourcefulness, and a genuine interest in preparedness. Attend local events, workshops, or online forums related to survival skills or community building to meet like-minded individuals. When considering potential members, assess their skills and knowledge. A diverse skill set within the group enhances its overall resilience. Look for individuals with expertise in areas like first aid, mechanical repairs, gardening, security, and logistics. This diversity ensures that the group can handle various aspects of survival, from medical emergencies to food production. Building trust and cooperation. Building trust and cooperation among community members is essential for the network's success. Begin by fostering open communication and transparency. Regular meetings, where members can discuss plans, share ideas, and voice concerns, are crucial. Establishing a code of conduct or shared values helps align everyone's expectations. Team-building exercises and collaborative projects can significantly enhance group cohesion. Activities like joint gardening projects, first aid training sessions, or group outings not only build camaraderie, but also allow members to understand each other's strengths and weaknesses. Trust exercises such as trust falls or problem-solving challenges can also be effective in fostering mutual reliance. Communication and coordination. Effective communication is the backbone of any survival community network. Establishing clear and reliable channels of communication ensures that information is disseminated quickly and accurately. Utilize tools like encrypted messaging apps, dedicated social media groups, or even two-way radios for emergency situations. Regularly scheduled check-ins and updates keep everyone informed and prepared. Developing a communication protocol for different scenarios, whether it's a natural disaster or a social disturbance, helps streamline coordination. Designate a communication officer to manage these efforts and ensure that everyone knows how to reach each other in times of need. Establishing roles and responsibilities. Assigning roles and responsibilities based on individual skills and strengths is crucial for the efficient functioning of the network. Each member should have a designated role that leverages their expertise while contributing to the group's overall preparedness. For example, medical support. Individuals with healthcare experience can handle medical emergencies and maintain first aid supplies. Security. Members with military or law enforcement backgrounds can oversee security measures and develop safety protocols. Logistics, organize supply chains, inventory management, and transportation needs. Clearly defined roles prevent overlap, ensure accountability, and make it easier to execute plans during a crisis. Organizing regular training and drills. Ongoing training and preparedness drills are vital for maintaining readiness. Regularly scheduled training sessions on first aid, self-defense, fire safety, and other relevant skills keep everyone sharp and knowledgeable. Simulation drills for different SHTF scenarios help members practice their roles and refine their response strategies. encourage members to pursue additional certifications, or attend external training programs. Document each training session and drill to track progress and identify areas for improvement. Handling conflicts and challenges. Conflicts and challenges are inevitable within any group. Addressing them promptly and effectively is key to maintaining harmony. Establish clear conflict resolution strategies, such as mediation sessions or a conflict resolution committee, to handle disputes. Regularly revisit and reinforce the group's shared values and code of conduct. Encourage open dialogue and active listening to resolve misunderstandings. By addressing conflicts head-on and fostering a culture of respect and cooperation, the community can navigate challenges and remain united. By carefully considering these aspects and implementing structured strategies, an urban survival community network can thrive, providing robust support and resilience in the face of any SHTF scenario. Conclusion. Summary of key findings. This report, titled SHTF Survival Secrets, Classified Dossier, Building an Urban Survival Community Network, has provided a detailed exploration of the essential elements required to establish and sustain a survival community in urban settings. In Understanding Community Networks, we examine the concept of a survival community network and its importance in urban environments, emphasizing the principles of mutual aid and collective preparedness. The benefits of pooling resources and diverse skill sets were highlighted as critical for enhancing resilience and adaptability. In identifying potential members, tips for recruiting reliable and skilled individuals were provided, underscoring the importance of a diverse range of expertise within the group. Building trust and cooperation discussed strategies to foster trust and cooperation among members through open communication, team building exercises, and collaborative projects. The section on communication and coordination stressed the necessity of clear and reliable communication channels, along with tools and methods to maintain effective coordination. Establishing roles and responsibilities offered guidance on assigning roles based on individual strengths, with examples of essential roles such as medical support, security, and logistics. Additional sections, including organizing regular training and drills and handling conflicts and challenges, emphasize the importance of ongoing training and preparedness drills and provided strategies for conflict resolution and maintaining group harmony. Finally, anticipate and plan for conflicts. Having pre-established conflict resolution mechanisms will help maintain harmony and focus within the group, ensuring that disagreements do not undermine the community's overall preparedness and functionality. Final thoughts. Building an urban survival community network is not just about preparing for worst-case scenarios. It's about fostering a resilient, united, and resourceful community capable of facing any challenge. The increasing urbanization of our world makes this endeavor more relevant than ever. By following the comprehensive guidance provided in this report, urban preppers can create a solid network that not only enhances their chances of survival, but also contributes positively to the broader community. In closing, the process of building a survival community network requires dedication, strategic planning, and a commitment to mutual aid and collective preparedness. By leveraging the strengths of each member and working together harmoniously, urban preppers can create a powerful support system capable of weathering any storm, metaphorical or literal.